Long ago, God spoke to the fathers by the prophets at different times and in different ways. In these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things and through whom he made the universe. He is the radiance of his glory, the exact expression of his nature, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
In these last days, God has spoken to us by his Son, the brightness of his glory.
While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloth and laid him in a feeding trough, because there was no room for them at the inn. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
And then the angel said to them,
"Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord, was born for you in the city of David.
When he again brings his firstborn into the world, he says, and all God's angels must worship him.
Let all the angels